the Tom Likas Show.
You're a goddamn genius. You are a goddamn genius.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
L-I-V-I-N.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Here it is, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do it every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And joining us in studio once again, in his guise as criminal defense attorney, it's Adam Sachs. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Now, did you hear this guy from Oregon? What was his name?
That's Oregon, by the way.
What did I say?
You said it like a New Yorker. You said Oregon.
Oregon.
His name was Rod.
All right. Now, he sounded like a
Rod.
Nice guy. Okay. Let's not criticize, okay? But did you hear this vibe? And by the way, Tom, you were right there. You're like, you know, Adam Sachs says that you should file first. Remember, you said it like two or three times. You just weren't getting to him. It's really frustrating.
Right. Well, because, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they call in, they say they want advice, and then when I try to give it to them, they don't want to hear it.
What's the natural inclination of a man to, oh, fuck it, I'll let her file first? Like, that's a punishment to her? That gives her every advantage in the case.
Right.
So, you know, so I guess the answer is...
I filed every time.
Damn right. Take a little initiative in life, for God's sake. He was saying he's got the house on the hill and I don't give a shit and blah. It's like people call me and say this to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're going to be paying her when you're an elderly man. Think about that. You're going to be in the nursing home still writing checks to her, for God's sake. Anyway.
I don't know what the rules are in Oregon, but he was
like
married 12 years.
Yeah, haha.
So he'll be paying forever.
Now, Tom, you know, there's a wide variety of people who ask me what you're really like. And apparently, deep down, you're actually a teddy bear, and you don't actually mean any of those mean things that you say.
I love when people...
Did you know that, Tom?
Oh, I've heard it.
So I was saying, you know, it's really not true. And I, you know, Tom and I and the other guys were like the genuine article. And so I got to come clean today, Tom. I actually have a marijuana card, Tom. For real. And I wanted to talk a little bit about... I'm getting a standing ovation here.
Hammer time.
I wanted to talk a little bit about marijuana in terms of being arrested, particularly with driving under the influence. We talk a lot about DUI, of course, but it's the same thing, actually. And a lot of people now are a little confused about it. And, you know, Tom, in terms of living in, for example, Washington and some of the other states are just making marijuana just legal, period. But in California, you have to get this card. And I'm surprised, you'd be amazed how many people have marijuana and they're walking around with it and whatnot, and they don't bother to get a card. And that's really crazy because, you know, if you do get caught, it's still illegal. People don't realize that somehow. The fact
it's not hard to get a card, is it?
No, it's nothing. I went, you meet a doctor, and that's the reason I'm giving my story here, talking about myself. I know I confessed to being a Mexican at one point, so I might as well confess to this, you know? In all seriousness, you know, you go to this to a doctor, and they don't have marijuana there. There's a marijuana dispensary. That's a whole different thing. You basically go see an MD who's, you know, wearing a white coat and whatnot, and you have trouble sleeping, or you have backache, or you have problems with your vision, like glaucoma, some of these other things, nervousness. There's a wide variety of excuses and reasons, and you literally have a consultation with a doctor. It's less than $100, and you get this card, which then allows you to go to a dispensary and buy marijuana legally. The thing
now,
about
for people
it,
who haven't done this, Adam, wait a minute, for people who haven't done this, does the doctor actually have to examine you? Like, if you say, I've got glaucoma, doctor, does he take out the flashlight and start looking into your eyes?
I think he's not, like, an eye specialist or whatever. They're going to take your word for it. But in my case, I had been given some painkillers. I think it was Vicodin or something. I just gave them to Dino, you know? And I had the bottle, you know, because I had this backache at one point or something. And so I brought that and I showed it to him. You see what I mean? So I showed the marijuana doctor that I was taking painkillers for my back or whatever it was at the time. And from that, he said, okay, now I can justify, you know, giving a prescription of marijuana. I don't know that they say no to too many people, but it is a real doctor. He's got a stethoscope. I mean, I don't know. He had me cough or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what he was doing. But, in that context in California, that means that you can, buy it in the store. And it's wild. I mean, the stores take credit cards. It's just a regular business with a storefront. And a lot of them are actually getting pressured now to close because they're too close to schools or they're not allowed to be open late at night or whatever. But there's plenty of them in California. And if you have this card, if the police catch you, generally speaking, they're not going to bother you. It's still illegal, but it has this sort of like this exception. When you're driving, this is interesting. They don't have a breathalyzer, like what you blow into it with alcohol. But generally, the way that people get arrested for marijuana charges and possession of marijuana or driving under the influence of marijuana is because they have it with them. So what ends up happening is the cop pulls you over because you made an illegal turn or some other reason, or you're weaving or whatever, and then he goes to your car and he smells the smell, which is very strong and very distinctive, and then he searches the car and finds your little baggie. Now, you wouldn't be charged any more so much with possession of it if you have the card, of course, but you could be charged with driving under the influence. And the way that he'll do it is you'll be dumb enough to do the field sobriety test, which I always tell everyone not to do. You know, I was just talking to a guy this week who told me that he got pulled over, and he was a big fan of the show, Tom, and he loves you, by the way, of course. And nice. He told me that he thought deep down you were actually a teddy bear, which I told him makes no sense. And they need to believe that, Tom. I don't know why. And Tom doesn't really mean all that stuff he says, does he? Oh yeah. What can you do? You actually have a wife stashed away somewhere with like 3 or 4 kids. You know, you're like a regular guy.
Yeah, sure I do. I've heard that a million times.
By the way, I've heard it too. I've heard it. That's why you have that tricky place in Santa Barbara. You know. Kind of away from Hollywood, yeah, so no one finds out about your secret family there. So anyway, so apparently the cop said to him, you know, I think you may have been drinking, sir. And he goes, oh, I don't really want to talk to you, officer. I don't have my lawyer here. That was good. And then he says, you know, I'd like to do the field sobriety test. And the guy said, no, I really don't want to. And the cop said, I really want you to. And that's all it took. The guy complied. It's amazing.
Oh, my.
People have no balls to say no to a cop. But the bottom line is that...
Well, that's because they've seen videos like
Rodney King, man.
Police department. Rodney King, or they've seen that OC police department, the Fullerton Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
They've seen video. They've seen what happens when you say no.
Homeless guy getting beat up to death, huh? That was rather unpleasant.
A homeless, retarded, or autistic guy, whatever he wants.
Schizophrenic, I'd say.
Getting beat. Right.
But anyway, broadly speaking, I know this sounds really crazy, Tom, but I've mentioned this to a few people, and I was really surprised by this. I had guys call me that got arrested for possession of marijuana, and I told them, I want you to go get a marijuana card, even though it's like after the fact, you know? That I'll bring it in and I'll show it to the district attorney. We'll try to work something out, you know, now that you have it, even though you didn't have it when you were arrested. And it's amazing. They come to court and they still didn't get a marijuana card. I don't know why they have this hang up. It's so simple. It's so easy. It's such a joke.
People, well, you know, I know people, and maybe they're crazy, but I know people who are afraid that if their name gets into that database, one day the law will change, or one day somebody will clamp down, or you went in there and you said, oh, you know, I'm feeling fatigued, doctor, and they got a card, but in reality, you know, you didn't have much going on at all. You just wanted to smoke weed, and one day somebody will check and find out. So there's a lot of people just paranoid about it.
No, but what would they do? Seriously, I mean, should I not admit to it? I shouldn't cop to it? Like, what could it be done against me exactly? I mean,
I don't know, but you know, you understand, you're an attorney. The other average person doesn't know what's going to happen. Now, I will tell you this. Years ago, you may recall back in the 70s and 80s, the federal government was intimidating people who owned these hydroponic companies, paraphernalia companies, what have you. And, of course, I knew people who subscribed to High Times magazine, and the ads, every ad in there was bad stuff, right? So I never subscribed to High Times because I didn't want my name and address on that list.
Brother.
I would buy it at a magazine instead. I would not have it coming to my house. I didn't want them having my name or my credit card number or anything.
I think that was what happened to Chong, right?
Well,
wasn't Chong selling water pipes or something?
Well, yes.
Isn't that right,
Terry? Selling all kinds of paraphernalia. He was.
Well, there you go. So they put him in jail for a couple of years, right?
They did.
Unbelievable. Well, I don't know. I mean, I presume it's confidential. It's with a doctor or whatever. But, I mean, the worst thing if they found out that you had this, I'm not really sure. I suppose if you were a doctor yourself and you had, like, a DEA license, so you're allowed to write prescriptions or something, maybe that would be damaging. But I don't know how many other people are going to have that problem.
I think by this time it's not a big deal because, you know, the trend is definitely towards legalizing it. I mean, look at Seattle, completely legal. Colorado, completely legal.
Wow. It's amazing.
No excuses, no prescriptions, no walking around with vials that look like you get pills or something. Uh-uh.
I don't know. I'm always surprised. You know, there was a case that I'm doing now, Tom, where a guy got into a sting with prostitution, where the police had set up some kind of a thing where it was like a motel and some woman was standing outside and you're supposed to proposition her to go into the room and pay her for sex and then you get busted or whatever. And he was talking about like how many rooms they actually had in the motel and how many police were involved. And it was this big operation. It's really amazing that like the limited resources of the police are being wasted on this BS, you know? I mean, at this point in time, you still have policemen arresting people for possession of marijuana. I mean, give me a break. I think society has much bigger problems to deal with. And I really think that we have to take advantage of the things that we have in this society. And they are limited in a lot of ways. And, you know, every time I see that a book is being banned or that's being taken out of libraries, I go and buy that book. And so I think people should get a marijuana card. I think that's just a good thing to do. I think that makes sense. And I don't see why you would do something, you know, clandestinely and illegally when you can do it legally. I mean, why even bother with it, really?
Now, what about, there was talk, especially when Obama first took office, and there was talk that it didn't matter what California did. The feds were going to see this as illegal. And if you were encountered by federal officers of some kind, they could still take you in and punish you hard.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you last hour, Tom. I think Obama has turned out to be a little bit different than we expected.
I think so.
He's a very strange character. He's a very strange mix of things. And I think you're correct. I think we're witnessing really basically the end of his administration, where the next couple of years he's just going to be a lame duck or whatever. But, you know, this healthcare thing was, you know, his signature thing, and it's really exploding in everyone's face. But broadly speaking, it's correct. You know, you have two levels of law in the world, in the U.S., you know, in terms of our system. You have the federal and the state law. And so the federal government still considers marijuana illegal and trafficking and all this other stuff. So technically, that's still what you're talking about, that the feds can still come and they raid, you know, whatever they want, and it's completely separated. And there are things like that. I mean, technically, like I think in Holland, marijuana is illegal, but the police tolerate it. So the laws are on the books, but they're, like, not enforced. And that seems to be what's happened now, where the federal government is being kind of, like, standoffish and, like, doing a lot less in terms of interdiction. And the states now are sort of doing their own thing. And you see how some states make it legal and some don't and so forth. But in terms of driving...
Let me give you an example, because I was just thinking of an example that that would involve a federal agent. Let's say I'm in Los Angeles with my marijuana card and my pot, and I'm going to go to Seattle to visit somebody where pot is also legal. So, theoretically, I should be able to get on the plane in L.A. and fly to Seattle and get off the plane and smoke weed and be legal. But somewhere in there, the TSA... a federal agency, a division of the Homeland Security Department, they're going to be looking through my personal stuff. And so even though I'm in L.A. and it's legal here with my marijuana card, and it's legal in Seattle at the other end of the flight, could I be arrested there at the X-ray machine.
Yeah, remember this story you had of the stogie or something? You guys were talking about this the other day on the Halloween show, I think it was, or something.
That's right.
I'm really glad, Tom, that never got discovered by anybody, because I think that would have been...
I didn't want to become Paul McCartney, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he got busted in Japan, where they take these things very seriously. So I don't know exactly what, but there's definitely a madness to it. And the conclusion in terms of driving is probably it's not a good idea to drive under the influence of anything. But in general, the same principles that I've talked about with respect to alcohol certainly apply to marijuana as well. And one of the critical things that you want to make sure you do is you don't consent to the searching of your car. Now, you know this, Tom, when the police officer is standing at the window of your car, he's allowed to observe anything that he sees, what's called in plain view. So if he saw a bag of marijuana on the seat or whatever, but if he asked to search the car, and people are very confused because police actually will say things using phrases that they've actually been trained to use. And they'll say, you know, ma'am, you don't mind if I search your car. I'm going to search your car, you know. And that doesn't seem to invite a yes or a no, but it actually is a question. And, you know, you say to the police officer, he says, I'm going to search your car. You say, no thanks. How about you, Gary? You up for that? You're going to look at Officer Friendly and say, no thanks there, officer. I really, I'll pass on the search of my car. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for the offer. No, it's really true, you know?
And by the way, I enjoyed that video of you, Fullerton Police Department, you guys with the billy clubs. Yeah, thank you.
Your brother officers there. Good work.
Did you just fuck with me? Roll your stomach!
Oh, God.
Now, that's what people
are
hearing.
That's the worst, man.
In their head when they're pulled over. They're hearing that's going to happen. If you say no to the cop, that's what's going to happen.
I'm thinking, don't tase me, bro.
That, too.
What did I do? Get the fuck off of me, man. I didn't do anything. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. I didn't do anything.
So you see, people imagine that happening when they get pulled over and the cop says, can I search your car? That's what they imagine happening.
Well,
so it's not just that we are idiots when it comes to the Constitution and our rights, the Bill of Rights, what have you. It is also the fact that we have seen countless videos and heard tapes like that where we think to ourselves, maybe if we just try to be nice to the guy, he'll leave us alone.
Well, that's why we're talking about the things we're talking about, because a lot of what we talk about on the show and what you talk about, Tom, is counterintuitive. I mean, people think that, you know, if you act nice to the woman, it's going to make things easier or whatever, you know? Just buy her what she wants or marry her because she wants you to get married, and it's really quite the opposite, as we know.
Of course. All right, we'll take a break here. We're going to come back with, of course, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. That's who's in the chair right now. And if you've got legal questions, if you've been accused of a DUI, have you been accused of smoking weed and driving, maybe you're smoking weed and not driving, maybe you've been accused of some other crime. Maybe you committed the crime, maybe you didn't. Maybe there's a gray area where people think you committed the crime, but you really didn't. Who knows? That's what Adam is here to do in this special bonus hour of the show. He will answer your questions about laws you've been accused of breaking. And if you've got questions like that, you can call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. Maybe you've already been arrested and you're heading for court. You know, you really need some advice right now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costco got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costco. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo, C-O-S-T-L-O.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Likas. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about. And stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM. It is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show at 901-3000-866. We are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs in studio. Your calls, 901-3000-866. John in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
How are you, Tom?
Doing okay, John.
Huge fan. Long time.
Thank you.
First time caller.
Hey, John.
Cool.
How are you, Adam?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I got a Dewey for marijuana, apparently.
There we go. That's what we were talking about. Tell us what happened.
Well, this is all anonymous, yes?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Okay, and you can help me out.
Dino's great. Dino will never talk.
Awesome. So, it was night of a big fight, and I was hanging out with some friends. And, had a couple of Jaeger bombs, yes, and a beer. So, it wasn't just for marijuana, but they did test me only for marijuana.
Really? A blood test?
Well, yeah, they did blood test me, but what they did was they, what did they do?
Well, what got them thinking about marijuana? You had a smell?
Oh, well,
and are you smoking weed now?
Marijuana. No. Yes.
Just checking.
Oh, God.
So, but yes, I did tell them I had a medical marijuana license, and I smoked a little earlier.
See, why did you say it? You admitted it to the cop.
Yes, I did. See? Well, because he smelled the alcohol, and he breathalyzed me.
Yeah, but again, you could have said no to that.
Well, yeah, see, because, you know, I was nervous and all this and that, you know.
See, Tom, you got to help me with this, Tom. I don't know how to get with this.
All right, so what is the question? Let's start with that.
Well, okay, so the question is, I mean, they tested me, and I, you know, I passed all the tests, and I was very cooperative.
You passed them? You mean you were found to not be drunk or stoned?
Well, no, because there wasn't any results, I guess. But
what do you mean? What do you mean there weren't any results?
No, okay, so what happened was I...
Oh, my.
See, Tom, this is what goes on, okay?
He's smoking weed right now. Come on. This is what happens. I don't need a breathalyzer. I don't need a blood test.
Well, I think the important lesson, Tom, is that he cooperated too much. He allowed them to do the breathalyzer.
But we still don't know what happened.
Yeah, but he said the cop asked him, were you smoking? And he says yes.
Well, all right. So you were convicted. Is that right?
No, I wasn't. Well, when I went to court, the court told me that the police station didn't file any paperwork, so I had a year pending. Okay.
So you have a lawyer?
And then yes. Oh no. Well, it was a public defender.
Oh my God.
I'll take that as a no.
No, you don't use public defenders either.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
God.
Let me ask you a question, John. You know the let me give you the quality of most public employees. All right, you've been to the DUI, the DUI. Maybe yes, the DMV.
Yeah,
have you been to the DMV? Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been to the DMV.
What would you say is the level of competence of the average person at the DMV?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Okay, so the public defender, he works for essentially that same governmental system.
Yes, sir.
Where he's got like 30 clients a day, and he's just banging in and out of one courtroom to another, and he has no time to think about you or your case or anything, does he?
No.
Right. Okay, that's why you don't get a public defender.
Okay.
All right, so where is this case at?
It's in the L.A. area.
No. In other words, where are we in the term? Are you still going to go to trial at some point or going to go see a judge? What happens next for you?
Well, because they told me that, you know, the police department didn't file anything, so I had a year pending. And then I got something.
So, having a year pending, are you saying they've got a year to turn the paperwork in? Is that what you're saying?
Righto.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I actually got the letter a couple of days ago that I do have to appear sometime.
Oh,
later.
There we go.
There we go.
They're not going to forget.
Like pulling fucking teeth.
Yeah.
All right, so you have to go to court. So what is your question about that?
Sure.
We're gonna move this along.
Well, my
Tom gets results,
is,
man.
I mean, you know, my question is just, like, what can I do? What's my
best first plan? Of all, don't go to court as stoned as you are today. That is definitely not going to work for you.
For sure.
All right, and you are stoned, right? Come on, it's so obvious.
Yes, I'm definitely stoned.
Adam, what does he do?
Oh my God!
What does he do?
He calls me after the show and hires a lawyer when he sobers up.
Well, I was preoccupied at the moment. So
don't use the damn public defender, for God's sake, please. Where do people come up with this stuff?
Thank you for that. Okay.
What he's talking about, Tom, is interesting is that, you know, people sometimes think they're off the hook because what happens is when you get the ticket or whatever it is, it has a date on it. And you go to court on that day. You should have a lawyer, of course, but some people go and they haven't had their file sent in yet from the department to the district or deputy county attorney. And so there's literally nothing for them. They tell them to go home. But they have, what he's talking about is right. It's 1 year. That's the statute of limitations for the county to file. And, you know, the teeth of justice grind slowly, but they grind and they're moving along and they are not going to forget you, pal. They're going to get you and you're going to get a letter in the mail and you're going to have to go to court and face the music.
Okay. That makes sense.
Get a lawyer.
With an attorney.
Please. Yes, yes. Jesus. Tom, these things seem so elemental, and it's so difficult to get this through to people. I don't know.
John,
why.
You know, the public defender is for people who can't afford a lawyer. It's not for cheap people or people trying to economize.
Okay.
And I'm guessing you have a job, and you can afford to pay a lawyer.
Yeah.
Then do it.
Okay. I appreciate the advice. Any other, you know, advice I can go going in?
Well, why would you need advice if you hired an attorney? Your attorney is going to advise you.
Okay.
Awesome. see, you're already planning to not go in with an attorney.
So he got just enough information, Tom, to do it himself.
That's what you can tell, right? You can tell that's what he's trying to do.
You told me, Tom, Schnurr, that's it, right?
Schnurr, yeah. That's right.
God help him, man.
You know, it's great to be a schnurrer when they've got great jumbo shrimp on the buffet, not with a public defender.
So if you're in Vegas on the Strip and it's a $4.99 right. buffet, then it's a good time to go berserk, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But not John, necessarily in court, right?
So John, now I'm fascinated. I have to know. You are actually, you're stoned, but you're actually thinking of going to court without an attorney, aren't you?
No. I'm definitely going to get one, for sure.
Okay. You are?
That's what the best advice, yes.
That's your advice.
How about me?
You've got an attorney sitting right here.
Look no further.
I'll definitely get, I'll get your information, and we'll get this, you know, situated. That's a good
Well, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah, talk to Dean.
All right, don't hold your breath, Tom.
We'll see if he's still on hold when Dean picks up, but I'll put him on hold.
You guys won't believe when he called in originally how difficult it was to get his name and his city. He took so long. You know, sometimes people don't want to give their real names, especially with stuff like this. You know, you might want to cover it up a little bit. But it
you
was
notice,
like calling
you notice,
team.
You notice earlier in the call, he said that he was not stoned and he was not smoking weed. And then, of course, as time went on, it was painfully, be the operative word, painfully obvious.
You put on your wig.
You should screen your calls better.
Like a judge and got him good.
Oh, my God.
You unpeeled him. You got him to admit the whole thing. I thought he was going to say the kind of weed he was smoking.
Right.
He was smoking double dank purple. I don't know.
And he's worried that he's anonymous, that we're going to turn him in.
Like, he's telling this I'm not too happy with cops. I'll just put it that way, nicely. I'm not a fan of police. And so he's telling the right guy, you know, I'll help you out, whatever you need. So we'll see if he's still on hold.
Dude, pick him up and... try to get all his information before he goes to sleep. Get all his information there.
John.
Unbelievable.
Poor John, Tom. We got to help him out. I feel bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor guy.
Holy cow. Unbelievable. It's 901-3000, Tom. And because we're on that kind of a weed tip here, let's say hi to Brian at La Habra. Well, Brian, you're on with attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
This is my fault, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Brian. Hey, Adam. You're on.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey,
Brian. He's smoking weed, too.
Adam, you're 100% right with the medical marijuana card.
Oh, I've good.
Stop. By a CHP. These are two real-life incidents. In the last year, a CHP pulled me over, and also in the city of Corona, I happened to get, you know, passed through last Christmas, and, you know, I was stopped at a DUI point, and they smelled pot on me both times, okay?
Oh, you drove right into it, huh?
Yeah, it hit me just, like, for the moment, like 6:30 p.m. on a Friday, you know, because, you know, so a lot. It was around Christmas time. Here's what happened. They smelled the weed on my car both times, and the first thing they said was, "Do you have your paperwork?" That's the first thing right off the bat. So right away, I produced, you know, obviously they want to see your license and all that other shit, your registration. And then,
right.
Basically, with the CHP and this cool Corona cop at the DUI checkpoint, I gave my paperwork, and they smelled the weed in my car. I'd been smoking in one incident like 15 minutes before and another one like maybe 30 minutes before in my car, you know. I didn't give a fuck, you know. I'm like almost Tom's age, right, so it doesn't matter. And these cops are younger than me, so they can't really lecture me. So I cooperated with them. and I gave him the paperwork, and I go, here's how I look at it. They cannot get any blood alcohol level out of me, so that eliminates half of their reason to arrest me. And the only other reason they could, if they see that I, you know, look like I'm inebriated. So my first routine I always go into is, hey, officer, I'm not inebriated. I can count backwards. I go 199, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94. I volunteer that right off the bat. I'm stoned off my ass. When they see that, right off the bat, they're thinking, how can I arrest this motherfucker? Because he's got no blood alcohol level. He's counting backwards. And both times, even asked to see my weed. I showed it to them. They opened the container. They gave it back to me and everything else. And they just said, I'm telling you, they said, oh, one time the CHP guy goes like this to me. He goes, I didn't even have a front license plate. He didn't write me up a big hit ticket, let me keep the pot. He goes, hey, next time, this is funny, he goes, when you medicate, wait 4 hours before you. And when I was in the Corona, the cop goes like this. After he saw my license, he goes, hey, Brian, I'm going to run a background check on your license, make sure you don't have any outstanding warrants, and if everything's cool, I'm just going to let you go. And it was, because these guys know, these younger cops know, the CHP guys know, that you can drive stoned if you're not, you know, I mean, you, if you've been, you know, if you're used to getting high and stuff. So, Adam, what do you think of those tactics where you just basically, Corona time, too, I had some, like, illegal Xanax on me.
Hey, oh, my dude.
I was about a half milligram or a milligram of Xanax, and I just breezed right through. Now, part of the thing is this. I'm 55, so these cops are like, what, 30 years old? Doesn't that help also? What's your opinion on that, Adam, when you're an older guy like me or Tom and you're dealing with these younger cops? Aren't they going to cut us more slack because they can't really lecture guys?
Oh,
what do you think of all that?
Well, I think you're pushing your luck, but you've been fortunate, and obviously this shows you how powerful the card is. Think about how different it would have been. I mean, you got lucky. You got some cops that were half cool, but think about the same circumstances if you hadn't had the card. Now, there's a certain member of the Tom Likas staff, I'm not going to say who it is, Gary, who has a card that he allowed to expire. Okay, think about that.
Okay, but if you don't have the card, as long as you have still under an ounce in California,
no, man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he made it an infraction. Didn't he take it from a misdemeanor to an infraction? Arnie did before he left office.
What's the point of having this conversation? If you have the card, the whole thing is moot.
If you have the card, in other words, look at it this way. Here's what I did when I went in to get the card. He goes, what do you need the card for? I go, menstrual cramps. He goes, what? You're a guy. I go, yeah, when the women I fucking dating, I have
that makes sense.
No, I mean, you can get the card for anything. I know a chick that went in there and said, my feet hurt because I have to wear high heels like to a waitressing job or some shit.
Oh, there you go. That'll work.
Oh, and nowadays you can go and get the card and you walk, go to these places and pay them like $50 and they don't ask to see shit. And it's funny, they connect you to some doctor, God knows where he is, through like a TV monitor on the internet. He's asking you a few questions like, would blah, blah, blah. It's all done on the internet. There's no fucking examination. It's a fucking joke now.
You're the doctor,
said,
in India, huh?
Wait. He looks like well, here's the deal. If you have the card in California, you can legally carry up to 8 ounces of weed on you. So, like you said, why not get the fucking card? And then also, you can just go to a dispensary and buy this shit without having to have some guy score it and take, you know, half of your shit or whatever. You know what I mean? Doesn't it make sense? You're 100% correct, Adam. Tom, can you give some input on this?
Well, all I can say is, look, I have never had a card.
Tom.
I never have.
Wait a second, Tom. You got me confused here.
How?
You only ever depended on others?
Yeah. I bought pot from friends and stuff, but I don't go out, whether it's dispensaries or high schoolyards. I don't go out trying to find it.
No, but it, you're not worried about your radio license, are you, Tom?
I don't have a license.
I know. Get a fucking card. Come on.
No, I mean I don't have a radio license.
I'm just teasing.
License?
I know you don't have. That's what I'm saying.
No,
you got no reason not to get a card. You're not going to get on some list.
No. Well, by the way, I've been thinking about actually doing that.
There we go.
And rather than thinking about it, I should just do it.
All right. You come with me, Tom. I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a good place for me to go?
Fantastic. I'm going to take care of you, too.
I've been having some sleeping issues.
My guy didn't touch my balls like, Adam's guy did.
I didn't know about that.
You put that stethoscope down there by your groin. Make sure
really?
He gave me a full exam, Tom.
Oh, my God.
My guy did not have the stethoscope on the whole deal. He just said, hey, what's the issue? I said, hey, a little leg pain.
He wanted to be taken out Adam Sack style. Did you get that?
Yeah, can you take me out Adam Sack style? Yes. I don't know what it would be. Probably some woman bitching at her husband to take the fucking...
No, we got something. Here it is.
Yeah, we got to build that up. that goes by too quick.
What would you suggest, Adam?
I don't know. I think he's right. It's like some one of these tapes I have from one of my clients of the wife screaming at him or something.
You fucking idiot! I can't believe it! I hate you!
Camera time!
Unbelievable. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with attorney Adam Sachs. Coming up, you'll find out how to get in touch with Adam. You'll, of course, have another chance to talk with Adam, get some free legal advice here. It's your last shot, so start dialing now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM to talk to Adam Sachs in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show that kick butt that was loud, and I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers in a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12 volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder.
I am so excited about our newest sponsor, Charles Edward. Now, I tell you guys all the time, you have to save. You have to. You don't want to be that guy we talked about who's working two jobs at 77 years old with nothing in the bank. And I know it's tough to navigate all the options out there. But what if I told you there was a way to take as little risk as possible, but get a good rate of return so you can get the ball rolling on investing and start to watch your money grow? How? With an account at Charles Edward. That's how. You can get market-like rates of return by using insurance to protect you on the downside. In other words, no matter what happens in the stock market, you won't lose money. You can save as much or as little as you want. And like a Roth IRA, the money in this account grows tax-deferred. When you take it out, it comes out tax-free. Call Charles Edward today at 888-407-4594. That's 888-407-4594. Or go to charlesedward.co. You can drop by their office in Newport Beach, or even better, you can meet with them online at charlesedward.co. Now, come on, guys. It's time to make a move. They've been in business since 1999 with a AA rating with the Business Consumer Alliance. Charles Edward. They know. They understand. License number 0G40269. tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I really do answer my own phone, Tom. Give me a call at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Or email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, or check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
All right, there you go. Wesley in Norfolk, Virginia. You're on the Tom Likes Show. By the way, the correct pronunciation of this town is not Norfolk. It's Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Hello, Tom.
And any town that has fuck in it, I like that. Hello, Wesley.
No, Tom, a little known fact about me. I used to live in Alexandria, Virginia for 5 years.
Did you really?
Son of the South.
I'm not in California, but my question is still relevant. Now, if speeding tickets, I know you used to be able to do what's called the UCC 1-207 without prejudice to get out of them.
Oh, I love it.
Are you still able to use that to get out of speeding tickets?
No.
That loophole is closed?
Yeah, you know, these loopholes, I mean, these things don't take care of everything like that. You know, one way or another, I beat speeding tickets, but I think you're going to need some professional help. One of the things that has gotten a lot easier to deal with is the cameras, the red light cameras. And there are a lot of places that stop using them altogether. But in general, they are certainly winnable. But again, people think there's some secret sauce or whatever, and there's some word that they're going to say in court. And they're going to stand up at the podium and say, "Your Honor, loophole UCC 1.655. And the judge goes, "Oh, shit, he knows about it." That's not going to happen in real life. That's only on TV.
So that doesn't work. Okay. Well, that was
how fast? By the way, if I may ask, how fast were you driving?
No, actually, because it's a preventative measure. I mean, I wanted to make sure it was still valid in case it ever happens. And I wanted to ask an attorney because, you know, rather than waiting until I get the speeding ticket and then try to do that and the judge laughs in my face, you know, I wanted to know if it was still valid and if it works or if it doesn't work.
Well, Virginia's very tough, as I recall.
That's a federal law, not a state law.
No, but you're talking about the enforcement, of course. It's a local rule, of course, and speeding and so forth is not going to be federal in nature. You're going to be in a Virginia court with one of these mean-looking judges that doesn't like black people, you know?
Okay, so you can't. So that's not an option. So there's basically nothing you can really do outside of, like, a locality thing.
No, I fight tickets all the time, and I'm really quite good at it, but you're going to need the help of a professional. And you really have to understand, and people have to realize this, that law is complex, and that's why you have lawyers and judges and everything else. And the idea that there's going to be this little trick that you're going to apply, and you're going to say the right word, and it's going to fix everything, is just not realistic. That's just not how life is.
Thank you, Wesley, for the call. Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Well, it is for some people, I guess. They pay off the right people. There are ways people get around things, but
Tom,
you know the deal. You know,
I'm just saying that
it happens.
That's not true,
no,
Tom.
No,
Tom,
not
let me tell you, this is the United States, okay? I don't know what goes on in South America, all right? If you try to lay cash, hey, wait a second here. You try to lay cash on an American police officer, or God help you, an American judge. Seriously, picture this, Tom. So I'm in the chambers somewhere with some judge, and I reach into my pocket and I write him a fucking check and I say, "Fix this case for me." Can you imagine how that would end? Seriously.
You'd have to use cash, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. You think that was the problem? Yes, I guess you're right, Tom.
That's right. Exactly. Adam Sachs, you hear him every Tuesday. We have a bonus hour with Adam every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be doing it again next Tuesday. Good to see you, Adam.
Thanks, Tom. It was a blast.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101, news for guys of Gary. He's Dean.
Flippity blip.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
yay.
Beer Magazine, the rush is on. People looking to get married on 11, 12, 13.
Oh, I never thought about that.
It's a
I forgot
big there deal.
Was 777 was the last time this fucking shit happened.
666 would be cool.
That's an awesome time.
I'd be down with that. Can't get a 69 in there in any way.
No. Nope.
So you're going to have to settle for 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine the kind of pressure that's happening with, you know, broads squeezing a guy's heads.
I just have to make sure that our own Gustavo is not getting married on 11, 12, 13. I got to make 100% sure that's not the date.
We should look into that, make sure.
Just double check.
You know, those Mexicans, they get all, you know, crazy about numbers and superstitions.
Numerology and Jesus.
Right? It's very possible. We don't know. But, yeah, it's a big deal. And for some reason, I don't know, today, like, everybody's going crazy about it.
He's going nuts.
They predict record-breaking numbers.
11, 12, 13.
11, 12, 13.
It's a great time to remember that your life ended.
Yep.
Thank you.
Exactly. 12, 13, 14 is coming up, by the way, in case, you're in case this doesn't work out this year. Right?
You really want to go for it.
Yes.
You have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. The oldest female in the New York City Marathon over the weekend died the day after the marathon.
She didn't stop running, and then she died.
She's an 86-year-old California woman.
Yeah.
Who I guess ate shit during the marathon, right?
Yeah,
she went down on her face.
Right, but she didn't even make it on the plane, so she was down.
She apparently
hit her head on the 20th mile mark of the grueling race.
She insisted on finishing, and then afterwards she met Al Roker, and that just killed her. That stopped her
heart.
Made
her fall right
over. She also shat herself on the way down.
Yeah, because she showed her medal to Al Roker, took one look at him, and then wiped out.
Right, what's that smell? Did you poo yourself?
Ouch.
And then done.
She
was over.
Yeah.
Another new study that says eating disorders are more common in men than previously thought.
Does that mean eating a lot of stuff?
That means pegging out on Reese's and Mexican Coke.
guilty as charged. In fact, let me
and
have
all that other shit you're inhaling back there.
Have a little sip now.
You got a full case of Mexican Coke back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about that case of pastries? Did you finish that?
I finished that off. And I went to Costco. And they have these roll-up things. They're massive, lengthy sandwiches. They cut into nice, handheld pieces.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of those.
Hmm.
Most people have them for, like, families of four, and it takes two or three days. I'll show you. They're really great. They're like these long things, but they're cut into these perfect cylinders, and you just, you know, they're turkey, so it would kill Timpson. But, like, this, like, turkey cheese. Delicious.
Right. Yeah.
Family of four, I knock it out one dude,
of course.
One day.
That's the way you roll. You're your own family of four.
I'm eating for eight people in one sitting.
Mm. Right. What happened to your girl from the Amish Mafia there? She got
she had some trouble.
Got a beat down from the boyfriend.
Yeah, and this is not, everybody knows that Amish Mafia is one of the best shows on TV, but it's all fake, unfortunately. A lot of it recreated. But one of my favorite stars on the show there, and she is a star, Esther Schmucker, not to be confused with the jelly. But she is incredible, but she was beaten to a pulp by her boyfriend last week in Pennsylvania, suffering a facial fracture, broken nose, and more. And now police are trying to find a dude, Amir R. Williams, 24 years old, has been charged with felony aggravated assault in connection with the alleged beating. They need to talk to him because Williams, I guess she's with the younger dude, attacked the 27-year-old Schmuckers there. And on Halloween morning, repeatedly punching in her head. I wonder really what went down in order to send this dude out there and flipping out. But as of this morning, they're still looking for
a way. They're hard to find them. I'm a show look
well,
alike. You know, they wear the same
the
uniform.
Easy thing, though.
Got the
I
same,
gotta tell
beard
you,
thing going on.
No, well, here's this. The dude is 6'4 and 210. I mean, how hard could it be fine? Amish people are traditionally tiny.
Just thin, don't touch the beard, man.
Thin folks. Don't fuck with the beard or the hat or the horses and the buggy.
Mm hmm. David Arquette having another kid.
Dumb.
Who, David Arquette dumb?
Yeah. It's dumb. David Arquette, acting all happy that he knocked up his girlfriend, Christina McClarty. Listen, here's what happened. I'm saying this, not him.
Okay.
Christina McClarty knew that she hit the jackpot here. So what does she do? She has the baby.
Mm.
And that's exactly, it's going to lock him. Lock this up for a good 18 years of payment.
Right.
Congratulations.
Well,
Dave.
my experience with addicts is that you have to, he had a booze problem and all kinds of stuff. You got to replace it with something. And I think he's replacing it with children's and love.
Well, love.
Children's
no, it's
and
love. And the girl brings the children's in order to secure the Monet. That, right. Not the painting. The actual,
you know what?
Monet.
All of a sudden, David Arquette thinks he's got a sense of purpose in life because he's got a lovely woman, and now he's got children to support.
Yeah.
Now he just figured, now he's got to figure out how to make money besides the dumb circuses he does and stuff.
Well,
I don't think that's going to make it.
Here's the thing, though, and I got to tell you, my friend here, that the woman that's chasing, in my opinion, the Claude Monet, this is my thought. She gets knocked up, right, and she's got to outdo Courtney Cox, who already had, was the wife of this dude, and they have a nine-year-old together already there, this Coco. So what Christina McLarty's going to do, you got to outdo Coco, and you got to outdo Courtney Cox. So then what do they call this kid? Cheese Puff or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do, but she's going to want to outdo him. So I wonder what this kid's name's going to be. It can't be outdone by
Didn't
Coco.
Didn't even think about it. To be
honest. I do.
Okay.
Cheese Puff. Their new kid's name is going to be Cheese Puff.
Finally, a pick alert for you. Check out Kate Upton in a little tiny red hat like a monkey a monkey with big knockers.
She's like one of those performing kind, with the little hat.
Was she just at an event for the Emirates?
Yeah, it looks like she was at some type of something or other for Emirates Air, which is one of the greatest airlines, known to mankind.
Really?
I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
I thought that was Virgin.
No, Emirates Air is definitely. They bought all the new Dreamliners. I mean, this is they got real deep pockets.
That looks like a Dreamliner
real
to me.
Real deep pockets. And our girl is something else, man. Holy mackerel.
There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast. You find it at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
You guys remember Dr. Robert Armani, right? He's the chiropractor who gave Adam Sachs an adjustment right here in the studio. Well, as you know, Dr. Armani is a P1, a good friend of our show, and has always been incredibly supportive. But what you probably don't know is that he specializes in injuries, including personal injury and workers' compensation cases. So if you've been injured in any way, your neck, back, hip, knee, shoulder, you name it, Dr. Armani will work hand-in-hand with the attorney handling your case and get you fixed up. Whether you need physical therapy, rehabilitating exercises, or chiropractic adjustments, Dr. Armani has the most advanced equipment to treat your pain and injuries at any of his three LA area offices. Visit ArmaniChiropractic.com today. That's ArmaniChiropractic.com. Our friend Dr. Robert Armani at ArmaniChiropractic.com.
This is the new normal.